Humans are social creatures, and isolation isn't natural for us. We need to feel that we belong somewhere, and we'll work very hard to ensure that we get that acceptance. Since the need to belong is innate to pretty much everyone to some degree, you merely need to identify it and use it to get people to do what you want. Here are some ways in which you can manage that. Use nouns rather than verbs to make your request. Nouns create a sense of group identity and get the person you're targeting to feel as though they're part of something bigger than themselves. Think of blood donation drives. The drives that use a slogan such as, "Be a donor," are much more likely to be effective than drives that direct you to say, "Donate now." Get people to trust you. If someone trusts you, he or she is much more likely to accede to a request than if they don't. Simple, right? Then why aren't you using it? Use the person's trust to get them to agree to things that you know they won't have agreed to otherwise. For example, getting someone to invest in your fledgling home business is much easier if that person is a friend or an acquaintance you've known for some time. A total stranger who doesn't know you, much less trust you, will just balk at giving you the money. To get people's trust, make them believe that you trust them. This part is very important if you want the previous point to work. Trust doesn't exist in a vacuum, and as such, you'll find that people trust you more easily if you give them the impression that you trust them. You may or may not actually do so. That is beside the point. What you want to remember is that trust engenders trust. If you need someone to do something for you, and you know that how much they trust you will have a role to play, start laying the groundwork in advance. Use statements such as, "I trust you," "Of course, I know you'll do right by me," and so on to show them that you trust them, and they will feel obligated to reciprocate. Habit. Some argue that this should be the number one motivator, considering how many things people do every day are simply out of habit. They don't consciously notice that they are doing these things, and if you were to ask them how and when those habits were formed, most of them wouldn't be able to give you an answer. We've all heard about how it takes a long time to create a new habit. Some say it takes 21 days to start something and make it a new habit, while others believe that the process can take as long as months. Yet, if you stop to think about it, you'll realize that this can't really be true. After all, we've already created so many habits without even realizing that we're doing so. As a matter of fact, you can change an existing habit or create a new one very easily, as long as you understand the science behind the formation of habits. Once you know this, you can use it to get other people to change their habits or create new ones so that they do what you want them to do. Habits really are one of the easiest ways to manipulate people. Here's how you can do it. Anchor the new habit to an existing one. This is the easiest way to start a new habit. The groundwork is already laid, and therefore, creating a new habit doesn't take as much effort as it would to start a new habit from scratch. After all, your entire day is made up of all your habits, from reaching for the alarm so you can snooze a little longer in the morning, to brushing your teeth before going to bed every night. Therefore, all you have to do is link your new habit to an existing one. For example, if you don't have breakfast every morning, but you do have a cup of coffee, and you want to eat healthier, you can start eating something along with that coffee. After some time, you'll find that you associate morning coffee with breakfast. Similarly, you can make people create a habit through anchoring. Take a look at this situation and determine what the new habit needs to be, what existing habit can be anchored to it, and what the new routine is going to look like. The thing to remember here is that you can use this to make people change smaller behaviors rather than larger ones. For example, if you'd like your subordinate to clean up their desk before leaving, and they don't do so, you can try anchoring the cleanup into their habit of meeting with you to discuss the next day's agenda. Simply tell them something along the lines of,